SBS Radio.
That's right, Nitsis. Academic Dr. Tim Anderson is facing termination at the University of Sydney after including an image of an Israeli flag superimposed with a swastika in his teaching materials that he also shared on social media. The Jewish News understands that Anderson, who regularly accuses Israel of genocide and calls it an apartheid state, lodged an appeal against his termination last Monday. A letter sent to Anderson from Deputy Vice Chancellor Professor Stephen Garten on December 3rd said that while the University of Sydney supports the right of staff to discuss and express opinions on controversial topics, he said, as you have been reminded on several occasions, any expression of academic freedom must be in accordance with the highest ethical, professional and legal standards. He said the inclusion of the altered image of the Israeli flag in his Twitter posts and Facebook posts and teaching materials is disrespectful and offensive and contrary to the university's policies and expectations.
Yes, Shane. He took the Israeli flag, the image of the Israeli flag, and he superimposed it with the swastika.
That's right, that's right. And he used it in his teaching materials.
Yes.
To his students. The Orgeres University of Sydney President Janine Joseph and the Anti-Defamation Commission Chairman Dvir Abramovich commended the university for taking that action on this issue. Meanwhile, the University of Sydney has defended the use of its premises for the launch of an anti-Israel book by Israeli-born author Ronit Lenten last week. The book is called Traces of Racial Exception, Racializing Israeli Settler Colonialism. The university said, the event appears to fall within the broad definition of what is appropriate in a culture devoted to supporting academic freedom. For this reason, we will not be intervening in the organization or running of this event.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, Moriah College's policy of only accepting children deemed halachically Jewish. What's the update on this?
Yeah, so we ran that as a front page the week before, and there's been robust debate on the issue since we revealed that a college graduate had been told he couldn't send his children to the school because their maternal grandmother converted to Judaism through Emmanuel Synagogue and is not regarded as halachically Jewish by the Sydney Beth Din, which is the college's policy. But in a message on behalf of the school's board of directors, President Stephen Jakelowitz said the board recognised there were strong views about the policy, but he wished to assure the Moriah College community and the broader community that the college's board of directors takes its responsibilities in relation to the ethos, vision and values and well-being of its students and parents most seriously. He explained that children who are Jewish according to halakha, children whose mothers have or are converting to Judaism through a recognised Orthodox authority, or children who themselves have converted or are converting to Judaism through a recognized authority can all attend Moriah. But he added, the school recognizes and respects the diversity and validity of various Jewish religious expressions which are catered for educationally in our wonderful Sydney communities, and in turn, Moriah College believes that its right to determine its own ethos be respected.
It's really interesting. I think the whole question and the policy of Moriah College raised the question around Australia within the Jewish community, who is Jewish and who is considered Jewish. I think it's a very serious question because a lot of people are converting with the temple, with the reform movement, and then their children or grandchildren by some deemed Jewish and by others not. So it is a very interesting question.
That's right. And as a bit of an aside to that, we also have opinion piece by Rabbi Gad Krebs from Kehillat Masada on the very question of rabbinical reflections on who is a Jew.
Shane, I saw in the Australian Jewish News that Hanukkah was celebrated in Abu Dhabi, of all places.
That's right. Rabbi Zalman Castell lit a Chanukiah in the presence of global Islamic authority Sheikh Abdullah bin Baya at the Forum for Promoting Peace in Muslim Societies held in Abu Dhabi.
And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein talking to Shane Dziatnik from the AJN. We are a national broadcaster. actually, we were involved in a controversy about the Eurovision and the BDS movement. I'll let you tell us about it.
Of course, Israel won Eurovision last year, and Netta Barzilai doing that unforgettable dance and song. So that means Israel, Tel Aviv, will host Eurovision next time in May. The multicultural broadcaster, SBS, has sent a legal letter to BDS Australia after that organisation featured the SBS logo on a leaflet that they distributed recently. And the leaflet said, "Boycott Eurovision 2019. Don't celebrate Israel's apartheid crime." According to The Guardian, the letter instructed the group to immediately remove SBS's trademark from any of those pamphlets or social media messages or any other marketing material.
Yeah, because it's misleading. People look at the BDS website and they see SBS logo. They copy the logo and paste it into the website.
Absolutely. And SBS spokesperson reiterated that, and also told us that SBS has been broadcasting Eurovision for 35 years and will continue to do so because of the spirit of the event in bringing people and cultures together. I mean, that's what Eurovision is all about. And Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Peter Wertheim said Australians are not going to be dictated to by a handful of anti-Israel fanatics about whether or not we can enjoy watching a broadcast of the Eurovision contest. And the SBS board, he said, and senior management team had to be commended for not giving in to these self-appointed censors.
And the Eurovision semi-finals will be held on May 14 and 16 and the final on May 19 at Expo Tel Aviv. Stay tuned in. We, of course, will cover it on radio and on television. Very proudly, Eurovision from Israel in May 2019. That will be a wonderful opportunity. And Shane, before we go, an incredible technology brought by Israeli company Orcam to Australia.
That's right. So Israel produces amazing, amazing high-tech gadgets, but this one really blew me away. A company called Orcam makes special devices that can discreetly attach to someone's glasses frame, and it's for people who are blind or vision impaired. It's got a camera on it and it can actually communicate with them and tell them what they're looking at. It's got a scanner so it can read anything that you can scan. It can read notice boards. It can even read books for people from beginning to end. So blind people can actually read books with this device. Orcam's head managers came to Australia recently and they announced that this product is now available in Australia through a partnership with Quantum and Vision Australia. The latest model, you can actually use human gestures like pointing and the device will recognize that. And it even has voice recognition. So the user can simply ask the device to do something and the device will do it and tell the person what they're looking at. Just incredible.
That is amazing technology and will help so many people that are visually impaired. That's fantastic. Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.